Oh, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. How about a train song? Do y'all like train songs? You can't go wrong with a train song in bluegrass music. I've always said that.
And you were right.
That's right.
You're right.
Back in 2008, Tim brought us this song. It was written by our very own Tim Stafford with a young, along with a young man named Steve Gulley. Any of you know that name? Is that? Yeah. You put those guys together and they will write you a good song. And this one actually went on to be Song of the Year at the IBMA that year. And we were tickled to death with that. That don't happen every day or every year or every how you look at it. But this is a really good song. Don't know quite what else to say about it other than that. We really like it. You want to add anything to that, Mr. Songwriter? Oh, by the way, the 2014 IBMA Songwriter of the Year from Kingsport, Tennessee, Mr. Tim Stafford on the guitar. Thank you.
Go ahead and introduce this guy about to sing his next song for you that Tim wrote too. He lives in Bristol now. He's from up around Richlands, Virginia originally, I think. And he's lived in Richmond, Butler, Ohio, and a bunch of different places. He's been everywhere. And some things never change. You know, we've been together a long time, 20 some years. And it never, you know, the very first show we ever did, Wayne has always had all these chicks, all these women beating on his hotel door after the show was over. And then they're relentless. They keep beating, banging, scratching, clawing, and trying their best. And the same thing always happens. He always finally gets up and lets them out.
I really had no idea until we went to France last year that Wayne is actually an international sex symbol.
Hey, it's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it. I mean, you know.
And actually, there were a couple of French girls who were here who came over just to see us at this festival. And we were talking to them out there, and man, they wanted me to ask you, boxers or briefs?
Depends.
No.
That's the highlight of the show right there, folks.
Anyway, I'll go ahead and tell you who he is now. He needs no introduction, but that's Wayne Taylor for you right there.
Here's one called Through the Window of a Train.